Hello, I'm William English, and you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Today I'll be talking to Jan Bove and Edson Barros about Funk Probideo. Jan Bove is a filmmaker and critic and freelance curator living and working in Paris and Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Edson Barros is a Brazilian artist living and working in Paris and Sao Paulo. Funk Probideo is a subgenre of Baile funk and translates as highly forbidden. Funk fans say it glorifies local favela drug dealers and contains heavy and explicitly sexual lyrics. While most, if not all, bails in the favelas of Rio are sponsored by rival drug factions, Probideo represents a subgenre of funk that is heavily sponsored by various competing drug factions, such as the Red Command, and is dedicated primarily to the glorification of these factions. This definition comes from Wikipedia, so perhaps my first question to Jan and Edson, who are in Paris, should be, how accurate is this definition? Hello, Jan and Edson.
Hello.
I can just about hear you. It's very, very faint.
Sorry, so we try to speak closer.
That's better. Okay, that's a bit better. You can hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly.
Good. Okay. Well, good afternoon to you both. Thanks for coming on.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so we're going to play some tracks from the CDR, which you provided me with.
Yes.
Could you give me a bit of background about where these tracks come from?
Okay. So most of the tracks that you have come all from a group from the Rocina Favela in Rio de Janeiro. What we want to stress about the choice you made was the fact that these songs seems to portray a small group, a narco groups, and are dealing with this specific area in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, was that just the tracks that I selected? I did tend to sort of pick on tracks which I suppose they featured gunfire and so on.
Yeah. That you selected, but it's also one of the CDs that I made of you, which was just one from one group.
Uh-huh.
I have not made you any other CDs from Sao Paulo or other favelas.
Oh right, okay.
Okay.
And is this contemporary music? I mean, how modern is this?
Yes, it's contemporary. It's 2-3 years at the most old.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. What I'm going to do, I'll play track 10 from the CD,
yeah.
Which lasts about 2 minutes. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Tranquilidade, mano, é só traçante. Portando AK, claro que vem o mano Jance. Humildemente, portando uma bazuca. É o ponte pesadão, é o ponte da Catuba. Tranquilidade, mano, é só traçante. Portando AK, claro que vem o mano Jance. Humildemente, portando uma bazuca. É o ponte pesadão, é o ponte da Catuba. Tranquilidade, mano, é só traçante. Portando AK, claro que vem o mano Jance. Humildemente, portando uma bazuca. É o ponte pesadão, é o ponte da Catuba. É o ponte da Catuba. Tranquilidade, mano, é só traçante. Portando AK, claro que vem o mano Jance. humildemente, portando uma bazuca. É o ponte pesadão, é o ponte da chatuba. Tranquilidade, mano, é só traçante. Portando AK, claro que vem o mano Jansi. Humildemente, portando uma bazuca. É o ponte pesadão, é o ponte da chatuba. É o ponte da chatuba.
Okay, hello, Jan?
Yes?
Oh, right. I don't know if you can you hear these tracks over there?
Yeah, we can hear the tracks. We know them too.
Okay, good. Okay, well, that one seems to repeat the word bazookas quite a lot.
Yes, it's a song, but maybe Edson is going to say a few words in French about it, and I will translate them.
Okay.
Il parle sur les bandes de chatouba, qui chatouba c'est une sorte de personne du narcotrafic qui c'est le chef du commando vermelho. Il dit que c'est pour des gens de la communauté se rester tranquille parce que c'est la normalité qu'ils portent une velle de métralhadora, mais qu'ils apportent avec la humilité. Et cet groupe, il est velle hardy, mais c'est le groupe d'Achatouba.
Okay, so what was saying Edson is by translating the few texts of this song, which is it's a group of Satuba, which is who is a big head of the narco traffic,
uh-huh.
And from the Red Commandos, and yes, you should be quiet in the favela, because despite the fact that he's carrying a weapon, he does carry it very humbly. He's carrying a bazooka.
Right.
And all of the song is about being quiet within the favelas, knowing that you are protected or not in danger, despite the condition.
Right. Okay. So does this mean that the... I mean, it's sort of a... There is a supposedly a sort of political edge to this music, but to what extent... I mean, are they mostly kind of gangsters protecting their business, or is there more to it than that?
This funk precisely is referring to the relation of the community within the narco traffic.
Yeah, and can Edson come a bit closer to the microphone? Can we?
Edson, can you go closer to the microphone?
Okay.
That's better.
Ele parle por nos rester très attentifs à letra de la musique, parce que c'est la letra que se répète, que c'est une sorte de mantra pour la communauté. Il a dit que n'y a pas de problème que se ele porte la bazooka, la arme, que c'est très heavy, mais il le porte humildemente.
Okay, so Edson retranslates you the song, but what he was saying earlier was the fact that, yes, those songs are typically addressed to the community of these favelas, and of course they are dealing mostly with the narco traffic. And he says, yes, they are wearing weapons,
uh-huh.
Yes, but they do it with a certain humbleness.
A certain what?
They are humble with it.
Oh, humble, right.
Humble,
yeah. Okay.
So you see, it's a poetical...
Really? Okay, so you... So it's a humble... I mean, I'm not being facetious, but the idea of a bazooka being carried humbly is quite slightly contradictory. But
yeah, but that's the contradiction of the poetry. Within all the poetry of those songs of the funk carioca, there is this ability to contradict and to produce very heavy meaning with sometimes very strange association of words.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, they are always dealing with true and crude speech.
Right.
Or realities.
Yeah. And is the violence, is it directed between themselves? Is it mostly sort of gang warfare?
Au Brasil, la violence, elle est toujours pour les blancs que pour les noirs, mais la violence du blanc, c'est différent de la violence du noir. Et les noirs, ils sont équiparés à la pauvreté.
In Brazil, violence is always directed to the white or to the black, but the one which is more which comes from the black usually is produced or induced by poverty.
Right. Yeah.
So the violence which is depicted in the songs has to do with the relation between the narco traffic and the outside, but also between the different favelas and fight there is between.
Yeah, but is there a larger political agenda at work, or are they? Is it mostly sort of factional?
Political issue, political vision, or is it mais sobre a relação de grupo?
A afirmação política. Eu vou falar em português. A afirmação política ela se dá ao afirmar uma comunidade que é esquecida pelo poder público.
The political affirmation comes mostly through the affirmation of a community which is totally excluded from the representation in the public.
Ao dar a voz a essa a esse setor excluído.
It means to give voice to that to those which are excluded.
Isso possibilita a criação de mercado paralelo, autônomo e forte.
Which induces the creation and the production of a parallel market which is autonomous and strong.
E dá voz a segmento excluído da que não tem voz.
And give voice to an excluded group of people which have no voice.
E possibilita surgir uma nova poesia.
And gets and gives the possibility to bring a new poetry and a new conscience.
Okay. And
quando o funk se dirigia para a sociedade, ele era bem aceito. Quando ele passou a se dirigir para dentro da comunidade, ele se tornou proibido.
When funk directed itself towards society, it was really well digested by it. But when it is getting or addressing only to the community, is totally becoming forbidden by society.
O que podemos dizer que a discriminação não é com o funk, mas com a comunidade de favela, que não deve ascender a sua, sair da sua miséria social.
In fact, Edson says that the funk, it's not the funk which is prohibited, which is forbidden. It's more the people from the favelas which are forbidden to have access or to get out from the favelas.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll play another track, Jan.
Okay.
I'm going to play the next track, which is track 11. Yeah, which also includes the sounds. I think it starts with the sounds of guns loading. Yeah. You hear the sort of breach of the gun as bullets are put into it. Anyway, here we go.
Fala que é nós, porra! Fala que é nós, caralho! Dando pro alto, dando sem caô, dando pro alto, dando.
Eu sou rápido no gatilho,
dando pro alto, dando sem caô.
Fala que é nós, caralho!
É nóis, e aí?
Fala que é nóis, caralho!
Hello, Jan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so you want to know what it is about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I find it very interesting as musically, it's interesting, the sounds that are used and the sampling of accordions and so on. But of course, I have no idea what they're singing about.
It is rather offensive.
Uh-huh. Offensive to who?
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. That's one of the reasons it might be forbidden.
Right.
Okay. So they are screaming or scream that it's us, dicks. Okay?
Yeah.
That's one of the terms they are repeating, calling them as a group of dicks who really like and play with the shooting, but which is like coming.
Okay.
Okay, and one of the things they are doing too is to use the sound or the scream, which will repeat a bit the noise of the shooting as well.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear the way he's saying ta-ra-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta, which is accompanied by the sound of the shooting gun.
Okay.
Okay, so this is.
But is it then just a, is it a sort of virtual a celebration of guns?
No, it's not a virtual celebration. Elle pensa que era una celebration virtuale.
Non, c'est la traduction du tir.
No, it's really a translation of the shooting and of the situation, because these songs come a bit is similar to the first one.
Yeah.
We are saying, be quiet, you are protected.
Okay. So.
You have to acknowledge that it's us who are shooting, that we are somehow the people which have the power there.
Right. Okay.
Does that make a bit more sense?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds... Well, it's the old... what is it? The Maoist... political power comes out of the barrel of a gun is the ethic, isn't it?
There's a sort of that, yeah.
Yeah. And they're called the Red Commandos. Is that? I mean, it's a fairly obvious... I presume they're... Are they Marxist, or...?
During the dictator, as they were all in jail together, the Marxists gave them some instructions, which gives them the use of this strategic tactic of guerrilla.
And you see some rapport avec la SPARC da Colombia. Il y a un passé, avec le Marxiste.
And there is relation with the FARC of Colombia, which used to have a relation with Marxism. So that's how is the connection.
So it is informed by Marxism.
Yeah, but
distant. But
nowadays there's absolutely no relation with the left. It's more a relation toward an economical freedom and a relation with the narco traffic or with the gun traffic.
Okay. Now, how does this music get heard mostly, Anne?
This music is really very often played and used and act within the community.
La classe moyenne universitaire est toujours il y a d'accès à cette musique.
The middle class and the university and the middle class have in Brazil have access to this music.
Mais la accessibilité c'est pour la piraterie.
But the sensibility that they share and produce has to do with pirates, with the piratery, with something which is not legal.
Right. Okay. And are there any radio stations that play it there, or would that be completely illegal?
But before the radio, there is something which is really important within that music, which is the fact that there's all those bells. And all those shows which are produced, which are done very often within the favelas. A DJ can, or someone can make like 8 shows in a night at different locations and earn enough money to live with that.
Uh-huh.
Radio, no, it doesn't exist. Pirate CD, yes, they produce that very easily.
Right, right.
Sometimes some of those person has been shown within television. Edson says that they are, you listen to this music within the radio of the community.
Within community radio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that isn't banned then? They can get away with that?
Yes. It's not banned because it's produced, or it's financed by the narco traffic.
Oh, right, okay.
Because one of the things which happened within the favelas, which is important to understand, is that most of the social assistance or the possibilities which are given to the favelas come with the money from the narco traffic.
Uh-huh.
Health insurance or a school or so on. So the radio too
quando Michael Jackson foi gravar o seu vídeo no Brasil, ele negociou diretamente o contrato.
When Michael Jackson made his video clip in Brazil, he didn't negotiate with some classical producer. It was negotiated with the narco traffic.
I see. Yeah. Okay. I'm afraid we are rapidly running out of time, Jan.
Already?
I'm afraid so. It's the half an hour is kind of coming to an end.
Okay.
I've got time to play one more track. But I should just thank you now. So thanks to Jan Bove and Edson Barros in Paris for providing us with the CD of this music and talking about it. I'll just play track 21 and then perhaps we might have a minute or so to speak after that.
Okay.
Ué, tranquiliza os amigos lá da boca lá que a brisa que tava no escadão já sartou já, pô, valeu.
Antes deles invadirem, escute o barulhão.
Hello, Jan?
Yes. So this one is quite heavy about the drug traffic, but quite amazing.
Mm.
That song is saying it's a real... it's a life which is totally full, brother. You should give this message to our friend that everything now is okay. The drug has been sent. The cops are away after the blitz. The place of the distribution of the drug is free. You should be listening to the heavy shooting.
Okay, Jan. I'm sorry. I've definitely run out of time now.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us and talking about Funk Probideo.
Okay.
I'm William English, and you've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM.